All right, let's talk to New England Patriots offensive lineman Marcus Cannon. Marcus is brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance and Shaw's, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots, and by Feldman Land Surveyors, right from the ground up. Good morning, Marcus. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good. Doing good.
Always good to be 3-0, right?
Oh, it is. It's a great feeling.
Let's talk about the offensive line for a minute. You guys have had some turmoil, not internally, but just guys out of the lineup, starting with your center, who's now done for the year. You've missed a game. How hard has it been to get any sort of cohesion within the offensive line with all the changes you've had to have?
You know, the guys have done a great job of, you know, just coming to work and, you know, filling in where they could fill in. You know, we got a great group of guys. You know, everybody comes out there every day and works hard, and, you know, that's what you want. You know, all we do, we just come out and try to work hard as best we can. You know, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't never know when anybody's going to go down, but, you know, the best thing we can do is be ready to go in, and, you know, that's how it is.
How tough is that for guys who weren't in camp with you? You know, so many of them, right before the season starts, get thrown in there. They have to learn the playbook, how you guys play together and all that stuff. How big of a challenge is that?
I'm pretty sure it's pretty big for them. But, yeah. You know, all the guys that have come in have, you know, they've, you know, put their head down and worked as hard as they can, you know, to get on the same page and, you know, to, you know, help the team.
You talk about Dante Skarnecki, a guy who's been around forever, and when you talk about bringing in new players, and it's always about coaches getting you prepared to play the game. Talk about the job that Dante does, not just with guys who have been around here forever, but, you know, trying to bring guys up to speed and making sure guys are prepared for every single game.
You know, Coach Skarnecki, you know, Scar, he's great. You know, we know that if we listen to him, we're going to be fine. And, you know, that's how everybody takes it when they come in. You know, they listen to everything they say, take heed of everything he says. And, you know, he's a great coach. And, you know, we all love him. And, right. You know, we'll follow him in the battle any day.
I've talked to a lot of former offensive linemen here, and they all say the same thing about Dante. And I've known him for a long time. He's not that big and imposing. But he's in that room with all you guys who are all a lot bigger than him, and he's an intimidating guy.
Yeah, you're correct. Yeah, he likes the job done a certain way, and if it's not done that way, you're going to know it. And he's a great coach. He's one of the greatest coaches I've ever had, and, you know, we all know that. We all know he wants it a certain way, and, you know, guys just keep coming every day and trying to get it as perfect and try to get it as best as we can to his standard.
And you played at TCU with Marshall Newhouse. So what was that like when you found out he was coming over here?
Oh, it was exciting. I remember seeing him when he came in for his physical that day, and it was just a surprise. You know, I seen him walk in, and I thought I was seeing, I thought I was seeing things. But, you know, it was awesome. You know, I played 4 years with Marshall, and, you know, we came in together in June 6, 2006. We all came in at TCU and met each other, and, you know, of course I redshirted, he didn't, and, you know, he's got a year ahead of me. But, you know, it's great, you know, because it's always great when, you know, you have a guy that you spent 4 years with before in college come back, and, you know, it's just been amazing.
And you just talked about what Dante means and the pressure of doing it his way. Talk about a little bit of, like, you have that pressure from Skarnecki, right? And then you also have the pressure of pass blocking for the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. Talk about how much pressure it is, not just from the coaching standpoint, but to know that the guy behind you is arguably the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. And it's like, man, we want to make sure we kind of keep him as upright as possible every single game, every single week.
I feel like that's just extra thing that helps, you know, make us want to be the best that we can. Because, you know, everybody knows it's Tom back there.
Right.
But, you know, everybody knows how that is. And, you know, you just want to do better. You want to do better to make sure that, you know, he's happy. You want to make sure he's clean. You want to make sure he's not getting his jersey dirty.
Right.
And, you know, we take pride in trying to make sure that no one touches him.
Right.
And, you know, that everybody's always trying to get him, so it makes it harder each
right.
week. But, you know, that just what makes you keep trying and working harder to make sure you're perfecting your technique and getting everything right.
Have you guys been a little disappointed with how you've run the football so far this year?
There's always room for improvement, and, you know, we just have to, you know, watch the film and see what it looks like, and then, you know, come out to practice and, you know, swing harder than we were swinging before, and, you know, work on everything and, you know, try to get better every day.
He was only here 11 days, but what kind of teammate was Antonio Brown?
All my teammates are great. I like everybody in the locker room. You know, anybody they put in the locker room, we're pleased with, and, you know, we try to make them feel at home, and, you know, whether it's Marshall or anybody else or any other guys that come in, and, you know, we all just try to be great teammates.
Now, you talk about the running game, and you talk about improving every single week and trying to get better in the running game. What are some of the things that maybe you guys as a unit want to look to do better in? I know there's always a lot of different areas, but do you feel like there's one specific area in the run game that you think you might need to do a little bit better job of, or is there something that you want to continue to build off of?
You know, there's not one you know, thing that I can just tell you. You know,
right.
It's just we got to go out to practice, and, you know, we got to, you know, practice execution. You know, we got to just keep trying to do it better and better in practice. You know, keep trying to lift that bar, raise it up as high as we can. And, you know, that's it. We just got to keep practicing and working hard, and, you know, it'll come.
Appreciate you subbing for your teammate, James White, who had a bigger day yesterday than a football game, huh?
Yes, congrats to James. You know,
congratulations to them. It's great to have you join us today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Marcus Cannon joining us here on Sports Radio WEEI.